Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program comes from listener members like you. Please become a member by visiting us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Well-Tempered Baroque has been a great deal of fun for me, and I hope for you, but we lost our funding about 2 years ago. I continue to volunteer my time every week since then, selecting a theme, putting together the playlist, researching the composers and the music, completing the script, and then recording, editing, and producing the show. This has been a 14-hour commitment almost every week, but at this point, after today, there will be only two more new shows. So let's go ahead and enjoy some recordings I've not yet had a chance to share with you. The Classical Network and I would both like for the show to continue in one form or another in the future. So if there's one or two individuals or corporate entity that's in a position to provide sponsorship, I'll let you know after the show how you can get in touch with us to discuss possibilities. Johann Ludwig Bach was a distant and older cousin of Johann Sebastian, and he lived from 1677 to 1731. He was from Thal in Saxony, and settled as a young man in Meiningen, and there he was appointed cantor and then Kapellmeister. He and Johann Sebastian, as I said, they were not close relatives, but they corresponded with one another, and they really knew and respected one another's music. We're going to hear his motet Gedanke meiner, mein Gott. This is one of his 39 compositions. We hear the Rheinische Kantorei and das Kleinkonzert. Hermann Max is the conductor.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard the German Lutheran motet Gedankte meiner, mein Gott, of Johann Ludwig Bach, a distant relative and contemporary of Johann Sebastian. Let's stay in the same place and time and hear the cantata Lehre mich tu nach deinem Wohlgefahren of Gottfried Heinrich Zirzel. Zirzel was from a region called the Erzgebirge, or the Ore Mountains, and these separated Saxony from Bohemia. He was highly prolific, and he composed 12 sacred cantata cycles, and of these, 1,215 individual cantatas survive. The cantata Lehre mich tu nach deinen Wohlgefallen. This is the Telemannische Collegium Michelstein, and it's conducted by Ludger Remy, a wonderful period instrument, well, German Baroque specialist conductor, who passed away in June 2017.
Ihr falschen Führer, falschen Führer meines Lebens, wenn Satan Fleisches Sinn, wenn Satan Fleisches Sinn, Fleisches Sinn, Fleisches Sinn, wenn Satan Fleisches Sinn. Des blöden Schäfleins an, dass ich nicht irre falle, gleite.
Komm, zeige, wie ich hin, die Tür zu meinem Hirten find.
Ja, komm und binde mich also fest an seinen Stab, dass mich nicht Glück, nicht Tod noch Grab von seiner Scheine, dass mich die Welt durch grüne Wollustbüsche ihr nachzufolgen nicht erwische. So mache meine Brust die Kraft von meines Hirten Weine in ihrem Aufschluss immer mehr bewusst.
Thank you.
We heard the cantata Lehre mich tu nach deinen Wohlgefallen of Gottfried Heinrich Sterzl, and this was performed by the Telemannische Kollegium Michelstein, and it's directed by the late Ludger Remy. Next, a name you don't hear very often, Elisabetta de Gambarini. I actually purchased this CD at the Princeton Record Exchange for about $1.99, and it just somehow wound up in a box. And this was a few years ago, and now I have the opportunity to listen to it and to share it with you. Elisabetta de Gambarini was the daughter of a counselor of the Landgrave of Hesse Castle. She was born in London in 1731, and at age 15, she sang the second soprano of the opening performance of Handel's Occasional Oratorio, and then she sang it at Covent Garden the following year. Elisabetta was still not quite 20 when she published some harpsichord pieces and songs in Italian and English. But her promising career was cut short with her untimely death in 1765 at age 34. Barbara Harbach plays Elisabetta de Gambarini's fifth harpsichord sonata in C major, a charming, fully approachable piece that fully represents domestic music making in Georgian England. Thank you. we heard harpsichordist Barbara Harbach playing the Sonata No. 5 in C major of the English soprano, harpsichordist, and composer Elisabetta da Gamberini. Let's stay in England, but go back to the beginning of the 17th century, and we'll hear a set of mask dances. And this is from a recording by Musica Pacifica entitled Dancing in the Isles. We'll hear the anonymous Temple Antic, William Byrd's La Volta, the anonymous Gray's Inn, Giles Farnaby's Lord Zouche's Mask, and Robert Johnson's Fairy Mask. Musica Pacifica, Judith Linzenberg recorders, Elizabeth Bloomstock and Robert Mealy Baroque violins, David Morris, viola da gamba, Charles Sherman harpsichord, Charles Weaver theorbo and Baroque guitar, and Peter Mon percussion. Thank you. We heard a set of dance pieces from Jacobean England from the recording Dancing in the Isles, ISLES, by Musica Pacifica. For our last selection today, we return to 18th century Germany. Johann Philipp Forst, and that's F-umlaut O-R-T-S-H, began his training in 1659 as a boy of seven. He studied philosophy and medicine at the University of Jena and then law at Erfurt. But as far as we know, he didn't complete his studies at this time. But his career as a musician took him to Hamburg and then to the celebrated Hofkapelle at the Schloss Gottfried in Schleswig. It was during this time that he wrote his church cantatas. With the political situation resulting in war between Schleswig-Holstein and Denmark, he left that post and completed a doctorate in medicine at the University of Kiel and made Hamburg his home, where he wrote at least 12 operas. But his Wanderlust was not over. He returned to Schleswig in 1690, not as a musician this time, but as a physician. Forst was a prolific composer of church cantatas, which he probably composed at Gurov between 1686 and 1688. Here's a sample of his output, the cantata Wer Jesum liebt. The performance is by La Cappella Ducale and Musica Fiata. Roland Wilson is the director.
Ihr Halsstarrige und Unbeschnittene an Herzen und Ohren, ihr Widerstreben. als als im Heiligen Geist. Wie eure Väter, also auch was jetzt verübt, böse auf.
we heard the cantata Wer Jesum liebt of Johann Philipp Fürst, and this is performed by La Cappella Ducale and Musica Fiata, Roland Wilson directing. And that's the show for today, and I hope you enjoyed the episode as Well-Tempered Baroque winds down its 3.5-year journey. If you're interested in learning about sponsorship for specifically for Well-Tempered Baroque or a successor show, please call David Ozenberg at 609-570-3702. That's 609-570-3702, or email him at david@wwfm.org. Or just visit us at wwfm.org for more information. Until next time, have a great week.